The Warriors getting a back-and-forth battle from the jump against the Spurs in Game 2 and stay on the attack, eventually pulling away from San Antonio while getting 32 points from Kevin Durant as Klay Thompson added 31 points with 5 trays. And the Warriors grab a 2-0 lead with a 116-101 victory in Game 2. Here's Coach Kerr afterward.
You know, that's I think the second-best defense in the league statistically. And they showed it in that first half. They got after us. They took away everything we were trying to do. So in the second half, I thought we matched that effort level, that physicality, and were able to get the upper hand. And obviously we had a lot of guys do some great things out there.
Steve, how's David West doing?
He said it's not too bad. So that's a good sign. We'll see what happens.
I know you kind of regularly talk about how you don't care how Andre shoots because he does other stuff, but when he is hitting 4 threes in a game, hitting 3 threes in that first quarter, what bonus does that provide you guys?
Well, teams are going to take away certain things from us, and they're going to make us, you know, beat them in other areas, and that's one of them. Sometimes they'll leave Andre open or Draymond, and you know, so when those guys hit threes, it just opens the game up for us.
Steve, in the middle, when you get Draymond
back middle,
when you get Draymond and Iguodala together, just watching them and the things they do on both ends of the court, how special is what they do, especially the intangible stuff?
Well, they're two of the smartest defensive players I've ever seen. They both are able to see the chessboard. And they're constantly switching and talking and bumping guys off and creating getting rid of a mismatch on the weak side. And so they're amazing in what they do, and they work beautifully together as well.
Steve, Durant had the ball in his hands a lot, especially in the first quarter. Did you kind of move to take it out of his hands, and did it flow a little better when he was off, when he and Klay both working off the ball?
I thought in the first half they took us out of everything, and so our default when we're not running our offense is to go to KD because, you know, he's our best player. So, I give them credit for taking us out of our offense, and, you know, we got disjointed there. But I thought we did a much better job in the second half. We only had 4 turnovers. The ball started to move. And I thought we just stayed with it, and really hell of an effort in the second half.
Steve, Kevin's numbers and Klay's numbers speak for themselves, but how would you kind of compare and contrast how they built their rhythm throughout the game and got the shots that they wanted?
Well, Klay didn't seem to have much going in the first half. I thought he hit a couple big baskets for us at the end of the first to keep it to a 6-point deficit, I think. He hit a 3 in the corner, and then he hit kind of a runner. But his second half was just an explosion. KD was just methodical, as always. You know, he's amazing. Kevin, you sort of look up at the end of the game and he has, you know, 30-plus points. Just happens every night. Yeah, that's how talented he is. So he kind of kept us afloat when we needed him to. And when Klay got going in the second half, that gave us that burst we needed.
How impressive has Klay's shooting been these first 2 games? And are you surprised that you haven't really noticed any kind of, or maybe you have, any after effect from the injury at all since he's come back?
No, in fact, the injury may have helped him a little bit. You know, he finally got some time off. Klay has to defend the opponent's best guard night in and night out. He never misses a game. You know, he's been in the league 7 years, and I don't know how many games he's missed, but not a lot. And so I think in hindsight, probably wasn't the worst thing for him to get a few weeks off, and because he looks really, really fresh and sharp right now.
Steve, how hard was it to defend Aldridge tonight? And were there times that it seemed like whatever you threw at him just wasn't going to work?
Yeah, I thought the Spurs did a great job of countering the way we defended in Game 1. And they beat us on a lot of plays, a lot of actions. We're going to have to look at that and reevaluate how we're going to guard them. So he's a load. I mean, I've said it many times. I think he's the best low post scorer in the NBA now. What makes him tough is that he can also step outside and shoot the jumper. But he got 12 free throws tonight. you know, they hammered us inside quite a bit, but we stayed with it.
Steve, to get that stretch from David in the second quarter to keep you guys close going into halftime, I think he scored on three straight possessions. How important was that?
Yeah, David was big for us. I mean, he gives us a scoring threat at that five spot, you know, both from the perimeter and inside. And he had a really nice night tonight. And, you know, I was concerned with that sprained ankle. We'll see how he's doing. We need him. But he told me he was doing okay.
Coach, did you have to challenge them at all at halftime to match their intensity that they showed in that first half?
I didn't really have to say much. They knew it. You know, we've talked about it for the last 2 days. We knew what was coming. But, you know, this is the NBA. Those guys are talented. They're great players. We handled them in game one. So this is what you expect. This is what a game two feels like. When game one goes relatively smoothly, I've seen this a million times. Game twos are always really difficult. You know, for 2 days, Pop's been all over them. The media's been all over them. Our guys are feeling great. And next thing you know, we're down and they're dominating the game. So no surprise, but I'm proud of our guys for staying with it and playing a great second half.
Steve, you talked about their defense in the first half causing all the turnovers. How much, though, did your players just take care of the ball better, just be more conscious of that?
Yeah, I mean, they were in us on every cut, every pass, and so we had a few mistakes that were unforced, but I think most of them came because of their pressure, and they were getting into us, and we just couldn't find a rhythm. So, you know, to finish the game with 32 assists and 15 turnovers after having 11 turnovers in the first half shows you how well we played in the second half, and we needed to because we played a team that came out and really took it to us early, and I thought played a great game.
What was the explanation given on the Draymond flagrant, and is there any kind of concern level given the history and the fact that he just picked up his first flagrant point early?
I didn't ask the official. We just kept going, so we'll hear from the league, I guess, and got to go with it.
Steve, back to Aldridge. You guys aren't a big double team team.
Yeah.
And you went to it, at least in that third quarter, back-to-back-to-back-to-back possessions, did not score against it. How hard is it for you to go to a double team, and how effective do you think this one was, maybe to stop his rhythm?
Well, they were much more aggressive tonight. You know, game one was easier to help and to send double teams. And tonight they did a good job of being more aggressive and taking us out of some of the things we wanted to do defensively. So, you know, it's tricky. You want to double team, but you don't want to give up threes. You don't want to give up easy buckets. So you have to pick and choose. And it's not that easy to figure out when to go, when not to. And so, you know, we're trying to keep him off rhythm. And they're trying to keep us out of rhythm defensively at the same time. So it's just kind of a, you know, a little chess match going on with, as far as the doubles are concerned.
And now as the series shifts to San Antonio for games 3 and 4 on Thursday and Sunday, as we've had all season long, and especially here during the playoffs, there are several ways to hear Warriors Sound. The radio button in the top right corner of the Warriors team app will get you Warriors Sound 24/7, as well our homepage at warriors.com/sound, plus podcasts in the Apple Podcasts app and in the iTunes Music Store are ready to download. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warriors Sound.